Reports of a pending protest at the event drew dozens of sheriff's deputies, state patrol officers, and conservation wardens. Before taking to the water, Governor Walker touted the fishing opener's economic benefits, but Walker also acknowledged the handful of boats drifting just yards away, adorned with signs reminiscent of the protests in Madison.
Most people in this state, when they go out to go fishing, go to get away from their jobs, from politics, from business, and that's what we're going to be doing. If others want to bring it along with them, that's their, you know, their right.
One of those others was Casey Otto, a kindergarten teacher from Bloomer. He's concerned about the governor's proposal to cut nearly $1 billion from K-12 education. Like other protesters, he followed the governor's boat, brandishing protest signs.
Of course, they put him in a bass boat with a 250 horse on, so I don't think anybody's going to be chasing him.
At the Lake Wissota State Park, about a dozen other boats embarked on a parade of solidarity, including a homemade sailboat with I Heart the Fab 14 written on the sail. High school teacher Roger Skifstead organized the workers' fishing opener. He says the clamor over collective bargaining hasn't died down and isn't limited to the Capitol.
I think the governor thinks it's a Madison protest, and Wisconsin's a big state, and we have people from the northern part who are upset too.
The boat parade was followed by a rally with keynote speaker State Senator Kathleen Vinehout, one of the 14 Democrats that left the state to stall the collective bargaining bill. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.